NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Weilin Wong. For the past 6 weeks, there's been increasing tension along one of the global economy's major supply routes, the Red Sea. Houthi rebels in Yemen have been attacking commercial ships in the area, stating solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. In response, the U.S. military has organized a coalition of 20-some countries to protect ships traveling through the Red Sea.
Things escalated this weekend. U.S. Navy helicopters fired on and killed Houthi fighters who were trying to board a container ship. The U.S. military says the Houthis are backed by Iran. And now Iran has sent a warship to the Red Sea, according to Iranian state media.
Today on the show, we look at this growing threat to the region and what it means for global supply chains that are already under pressure. The Red Sea is a narrow strip of water with Egypt and Sudan to the west and Saudi Arabia and Yemen to the east. And the waterway is a crucial piece of the global supply chain. Between 10 to 15% of the world's shipping goes through this area. This includes oil tankers and massive container ships transporting everything from microchips to furniture.
And on the northern end of the Red Sea is the Suez Canal, which is the most direct sea route for trade between Europe and Asia.
It's a long day. It takes you all day to go through the Suez.
Selmer Cogliano is a maritime historian at Campbell University and hosts a YouTube show called What's Going On with Shipping. In his previous career as a merchant mariner, he was a civilian stationed on U.S. Navy ships. He's been through the Suez Canal a few different times.
You mount a huge headlight on the front of the vessel. Most people don't know this, what's called the Suez Canal light. And I never understood why until my third passage through the Suez Canal when we were heading down it and a herd of camel were swimming across the canal.
Man, I thought driving through country roads and looking out for deer was dicey.
So the Suez Canal sits at the northern end of the Red Sea. At the southern end of the Red Sea is a strait called the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, also known as the Gate of Tears. This narrow strait borders Yemen, and it's where the Houthi rebel group has been making a good number of its attacks.
The Houthi rebels have been fighting a civil war in Yemen for almost a decade and are vying for control against the internationally recognized government of Yemen, which is backed by Saudi Arabia. These years of brutal conflict have created what the United Nations calls the largest humanitarian crisis in the world.
Sal says the Houthis have been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea since 2015. But then in November, they used a tactic that Sal hadn't seen them try before. They landed a helicopter on a ship and hijacked the vessel, which reportedly has links to an Israeli company. There was no cargo aboard, but as of this recording, there were 25 crew members who are still being held. Sal says the seizure of the ship signaled something new and dangerous, and the situation has only escalated from there.
Initially, they announced they were attacking ships that were either Israeli-flagged or Israeli-owned. But then they ratcheted it up, and they said any ship connected at all with Israel will be attacked. And what they wound up doing was actually attacking ships that have nothing to do with Israel at all.
Yeah, for example, almost 3 weeks ago, the Houthis launched a missile at a container ship that was registered in Hong Kong.
That ship has nothing to do with Israel. It wasn't going to Israel, wasn't coming from Israel. That told everybody that now this is a much more dangerous area.
In the maritime industry, ships can get insurance that covers acts of war and piracy. This is a special kind of insurance called war risk insurance. Sal says that before this ramp up in violence, the war risk insurance for the Red Sea was considered low, around 0.02% of what the ship's total value was.
But after the Houthis started attacking commercial ships in a more indiscriminate way, war risk insurance for the Red Sea went from 0.02% to 0.7%. That could potentially tack on millions of dollars in extra insurance costs.
A container ship can carry, you know, in excess of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cargo. And when you have to start paying insurance on that at 0.7% of the value, that becomes extremely expensive.
Shipping companies started to charge extra fees to transport cargo to and from the Red Sea. They also began rerouting some of their vessels to avoid the area altogether.
Some of these ships were already on a detour. They were originally planning to travel through the Panama Canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in Central America. But the Panama Canal is having problems with low water levels, which reduces the number of ships that can actually use it.
So some ships were opting for the Suez Canal instead. But now the Houthi attacks are making them change course again. And this detour also comes at a cost. Corey Ranslum is CEO of Dryad Global Limited, a company that specializes in maritime intelligence.
Some of the top shipping companies have paused any transit through the Red Sea and are now going around the Horn of Africa and then back into the Mediterranean, which can add anywhere from potentially 14 or 15 days, maybe even to 25 or even more days. And it adds a lot of cost. It's potentially upwards of an additional $1 million to the cost of that transit to go around Africa.
That increase in costs could be due to higher labor costs for the crew on a longer voyage, plus additional fuel to get all the way around the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. Corey said that depending on how contracts are written, cargo ships that are delayed because of rerouting might also have to pay penalties for late deliveries.
And there's always the risk that these higher costs get passed down the supply chain in the form of higher oil prices, as well as more expensive consumer goods. Corey says whether that happens in this case depends on the length of the conflict.
When you look at global shipping, time is the enemy. So if this drags out into a year or 2 years, and we're seeing threats against shipping at high levels and vessels still diverting around Africa, you will see the cost of goods go up.
This is not the first time that war has disrupted shipping in the Red Sea. When war broke out in the Middle East in 1967, Egypt closed the Suez Canal to international shipping. The canal didn't reopen till 1975.
With the Houthi attacks, the U.S. military cited the impact on global trade as a motivation for getting involved. And when the Navy helicopters fired on the Houthi boats over the weekend, the U.S. was responding to a distress call from a container ship owned by Maersk, a major shipping company based in Denmark.
Sal, the maritime historian, says that under international law, all countries have to help when ships are attacked. But he says the U.S. military's response in the Red Sea is going further than that.
What you're seeing right now is a very proactive move. We're talking about convoying. We're talking about organizing the ships into groups and sailing them through the area. And that's a big change of policy for the United States.
It's a change because in previous conflicts, including when Somali pirates were active around 15 years ago, the U.S. only got involved with American-registered ships. Now, when it comes to this U.S.-led coalition in the Red Sea, so far, countries like Britain and Greece have sent military ships to help with the effort. But China, along with major Arab countries like Egypt and Saudi Arabia, have not joined. The attacks in the region are obviously a threat to the safety of crew members, and combined with the low water levels at the Panama Canal, amount to a major stress test for global shipping.
When it comes to supply chain, particularly ocean supply chain, it's actually kind of a web. And when you break one part of the web, the other parts have to take up the strain. And that's what you're seeing right now.
This afternoon, Maersk, the company that owns the container ship that was attacked over the weekend, said it was pausing shipping through the Red Sea indefinitely. This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Maggie Luthar. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez and edited by Kate Kincannon. The Indicator is a production of NPR.